This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 5th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm afternoon across Israel with skies clear over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect weather for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports that airstrikes in Gaza have killed two Hamas commanders. This came earlier today, targeting individuals who posed a threat to Israeli troops, according to JNS. Also, an 80-year-old pedestrian lost their life in Hod HaSharon this afternoon. A vehicle struck the individual on Ramataim Road, as reported by Walla. Also this hour, political analyst Ariel Kahana suggests that anyone taking the role of Israel's prime minister will face similar hostility as Benjamin Netanyahu has. This was discussed in a panel covered by Israel Hayom. Separately, Ofir Levy has been named the deputy head of the National Security Council. The appointment was reported by I-24 News this afternoon, with Levy bringing a wealth of military experience to the role. And finally, survivors of the Boulder attack expressed their concerns over anti-Semitism towards congressional nominee Melat Kiros. Forward covered the reactions from earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Standing Together, a group advocating for Jewish and Palestinian unity, shared just minutes ago about a joint march in Jaffa against government policies they see as enabling organized crime. In lighter news, Al Arabiya English shared a moment from the U.S., where former President Donald Trump humorously waved at his image on a screen during a major celebration. Noga Tamnopolsky, a journalist, posted that a man was removed from a Knesset hearing for wearing a provocative T-shirt. This incident stirred discussions about legality and decorum. Let's go deeper, starting with the Gaza airstrikes. The IDF's precise operations targeted Hamas commanders deemed threats to Israeli forces. This development follows ongoing tensions in the region, highlighting the continuous security challenges Israel faces. Civilians in nearby areas remain on high alert. Turning to the incident in Hod HaSharon, a tragic event unfolded when an elderly pedestrian was struck by a vehicle. Emergency services responded quickly, but the individual succumbed to injuries. This raises concerns about pedestrian safety in busy areas, particularly for the elderly. Meanwhile, the political climate remains tense. Ariel Kahana's insights into the challenges any Israeli prime minister faces underscore the deep divisions within Israeli society. As reported by Israel Hayom, this reflects ongoing public debates and political polarization. On the appointment of Ofir Levy, I-24 News notes his extensive military background. His new role at the National Security Council is crucial as Israel navigates complex security landscapes. Levy's leadership will likely influence future policy directions. Finally, survivors of the Boulder attack express concerns over rising anti-Semitism. Forward reports their apprehensions towards nominee Melat Kiros, emphasizing the broader implications for Jewish communities in political discourse. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business highlights the financial burden of protection payments, describing them as a silent terror tax. These costs deeply affect families and businesses, revealing governance issues impacting economic stability. Separately, Israel Hayom Business warns investors about potential risks even before investments start. This insight into the evolving investment landscape emphasizes the need for caution in navigating financial markets. And finally, CTEC reports on the potential impact of a super El Nino on Israel. Meteorologists predict it could lead to severe flooding and extreme weather, posing significant risks to infrastructure and urban centers. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.